Hi, welcome to another episode of Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire podcast. My name is Adam Greenberg and I'll be your host today. I wanted to talk a little bit about leadership. You know, this is a word that's thrown around and I personally have often struggled with the meaning. There's a lot of leaders in the world and there's a lot of different points of view on effective leadership. Positive leadership, authentic leadership, inspiring leadership, power versus influence, fear leadership, the carrot versus the stick. And in my 20-year career in business, I've seen leadership take on lots of different forms. The definition of leadership is the action of leading a group of people or an organization. And it's really as simple as that. Some synonyms are guidance, direction, that makes sense. But then we get into other areas, authority, control, that's interesting, management, supervision, guidance. And that's the synonym there that I like to grab onto, guidance. You know, I got my start in leadership from kayak trips. I was very interested in kayaking and paddling on the water from a young age and really enjoyed it. I started taking guiding courses, sea kayak guiding courses, in order to make sure that I was safe on my own trips and to learn about navigation, safety, control. And that led to guiding some trips and taking people and leading people on kayak trips. And I was really taken aback when I did my first trip and I led my first trip, how people looked to me as a leader. That included people who were older than me, that included people who were younger than me or the same age, boys, girls, men, women, of all varying backgrounds. I took executives on kayak trips. These were people who are in positions of authority and senior leadership roles at large companies, unknown to me at the time, but I was amazed that they looked to me as a leader. And I realized as well how much they wanted to participate in the trip. They didn't want to just be led. They wanted to know where they were going. They wanted to know how long it would take to get there. What were some things to watch out for? What was their role in making sure everybody was safe and had a good time? When we stopped for lunch, they wanted to know what they could do to help, help prepare, help clean up. And we had a great time and enjoyed a lot of conversation. And I took those lessons into my corporate domain, into leadership in business. And so I think leadership in business and leadership in life, leaders really need to think about their role and how that impacts the people on their team. I'm involved in a number of areas of leadership in my business and personal life, so in both my personal and professional life. I'm now leading a nonprofit organization, and we're involved in a number of initiatives. There's a board of directors that helps guide and make decisions. There's groups of volunteers who need to be led. One of the things we do is we oversee operations of an orphanage in Mexico, and we don't live there, but we make decisions around where money that's been raised needs to go, how it needs to be spent. We provide some leadership to the people who live, the adults who live and supervise the kids on a daily basis, and give them guidance on what we think people expect when they make a donation. They expect that the kids will go to school. They expect that the kids will have three healthy meals a day. They expect that the kids will be taken on outings, that they'll be included on trips into town. That they'll have an opportunity to find or visit with their extended family, that they'll be loved, that they'll be supported, that there won't be any abuse or neglect. And not that those things happen, but we are providing leadership in that capacity. People come to us and want to get involved. They want to volunteer their time and spend time with the kids, and we provide leadership to the volunteers. We help set expectations on what to expect when they get there. What it's like interacting with the kids, what we expect from them as well, if they're going to be representing the community, representing themselves, posting pictures on social media, for example. So that's another type of leadership. That led to a family approaching me and saying that they'd like to also get involved and they'd like to make a donation of land. And they asked me to lead efforts to build a new facility, a new orphanage in the town that they own this land. And that was incredibly humbling for me to realize that the type of leadership that I've been providing has led to the trust and the faith in these folks to make such a generous donation. And I've never done this before, so I'm not necessarily in a position of authority to lead an effort like this. And I mentioned that, of course, and they said, you know, your recognition of that is exactly why we want you to lead it. And so that led me to realizing that that leadership is not necessarily about being the smartest person in the room or having the most experience or being the oldest or the wisest. In many cases, it's about initiative. It's about action. It's about follow through. It's about inspiration. And it's about reach and presence and confidence and your willingness to step up and stand out and do the things that need to be done. And I'm certainly willing to do that. It's about capacity. And so when I think about what's a good leader, I think of those things. I think of someone who's willing to guide, who's willing to make a self-assessment of their own skills and capabilities and capacity. I think of a good leader as someone who's willing to exert influence on others, but not control. Someone who's willing to lead through inspiration, but not fear. Yet there's all kinds of examples in the world of leaders who are the opposite, who do lead with fear and intimidation and control. And so it's interesting to look at all the different leaders and think about yourself as a leader and what you aspire to be. Another cause that we're involved with in the nonprofit is providing some leadership development to underprivileged kids. And when I say underprivileged, I want to be careful. I mean, these kids that we're working with have loving families and a supportive community. They're not living in poverty or destitution, but they're not privileged in the same way that, you know, for example, my own child would be, with the ability to travel and to accumulate wealth and material items and so on and so forth. And so we've partnered with a local organization. It's a service club in town in Mexico, the town where we have a vacation home, and they approached us to work with these kids and provide them with some leadership training or leadership development. And so we raise funds with them, and we've developed a program, and we collaborate with a local guide outfit. In fact, it's the kayaking guiding outfit that I worked with many years ago, and we're going to take these kids on a kayaking trip and talk to them about teamwork and talk to them about leadership and talk to them about culture and language and give them an experience of a lifetime, something that I'm really looking forward to. We're also involved with Syrian refugee sponsorship. I had an opportunity to travel overseas many years ago to see firsthand what the conditions were like for these folks from Syria who had to flee war and find themselves living in refugee camps in Germany. And it was an eye-opening experience because, you know, the media had portrayed, some media, I should say, portrayed these people as a danger and as a threat. Terms like economic migrants were used. They're not fleeing war or persecution at all. They're just trying to move into your country and take advantage of your goodwill. And that's sad and not true, and I wanted to see it all firsthand. But that was, that what drove me there to get involved was the picture of this little boy on the beach who had died. His name was Alan Kurdi, and he had drowned with his family trying to flee the war in Syria. And I took initiative, I took action, and it led to follow through and to follow up. We raised some money so that we could deliver aid to the refugees in the camps. We brought some stuffed animals with us for the kids. In fact, a couple of kids from town had gathered these stuffies for refugee children because they had seen the images on the news, and they were They were deeply affected, just like many of us were. So there's another great example of leadership. Two kids seeing something that bothered them and taking action to make a difference. That is leadership. So, you know, really, really kind of something to think about, something I'd like you to think about. I have the opportunity on occasion to speak to the students of the Beattie School of Business at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. I really enjoy those sessions with these young adults who are very keen, very bright, challenging, questioning, everything that you want in a student and a future leader. And these are the things that I share with them, the sentiments I share about leadership with them. And I share stories of rebuilding the orphanage after a hurricane, of raising funds to get bikes for kids, of leading these kayak trips and how to include the people in the trip, not just take them somewhere, but guide them there and lead them there and make, you know, help them to participate in the experience. And I think, you know, the leaders of the future will be more open to different ways to lead people, to the different personalities and characteristics, and to what's expected of them as well, because it certainly is a two-way street. So, you know, thanks for tuning in. I wanted to share my thoughts on leadership. I've been asked to share my thoughts on leadership and what makes a great leader. That is my point of view. My name is Adam Greenberg. I'm happy to be podcasting on the Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire channel, and we'll be broadcasting again soon. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.